A briquette heater is a honey. Briquettes are burning to save you money. There'll never be a cheaper glow. For years and years they'll save you dough. Don't go broke, keep warm and sunny. Briquettes are burning to save you money.
Blue, pink, lilac and green, lemon and tangerine. Illuminate, captivate, when you know what we mean. So take your pick from look, in stretch or run, resist. I insist, could you resist the colors that make the scene? Look, nylon's the scene stealers.
Give tip-top a tinkle, give tip-top a tinkle. Come on and test the bread that's best. Give tip-top a tinkle.
It means a good deal.
Falcon money saving days.
It means a good deal.
There are now.
It means a good deal.
Falcon money saving days.
It means a good deal.
There are now.
It means a good deal.
Falcon money saving days.
It means a good deal.
The ear world is a world of simultaneous relationships. We're enveloped by a seamless web of sound. For a commercial to penetrate this web, it must have individuality and impact. Sensible use of today's advertising music in radio and television spots can double the impact of a good commercial. Most men, women, and children remember and are motivated in their purchases by advertising music and lyrics.
To buy a house, Ick-Hotta. Want to buy a car?
Want to get a better job?
Ick-Hotta. Ick-Hotta.
Ick-Hotta.
In the classified pages of the age,
Ick-Hotta.
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 Thank you.
As a further check for balancing and phasing, here is some music recorded monophonically, which you should hear coming from the exact center.
If your ears start to droop and you need a tune, WFMU and the Wiggle Room is the right place for you to find the entertainment. Anything can happen, but you should know that the name of the show you're about to hear, well, it's Brave New Weird.
Yes, Brave New Weird.
No need to stop the stream, but I should warn you that the name of the show, the name is Brave New Weird. If you're expecting a normal show, well, don't get mad.
Don't do that, it's weird, so listen and be glad.
Yes! So don't go away, we'll be starting soon. Streaming live from within Sheena's Jungle Room. So grab a snack and pour yourself a beverage now that it is time for Brave New Weird. Brave New Weird.
This is your kitty correspondent, Diane, speaking to you from Red Square in Moscow. I'm speaking with Mr. K.
Well, hello there.
Mr. Kennedy sent me to talk with you because he's having trouble getting in touch with you.
He's old enough to know better.
I was wondering if you had a nickname for our leader.
Big Bad John.
Well, why won't you have him over for the weekend?
You catch on fast!
Boy, it's cold here. What are those people doing to keep warm? Well, back to the international situation. How about you in Red China?
This time we're really breaking up.
And in the villages of Laos?
In the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Where did you put poor old Stalin?
1,000 feet below.
Really?
In smoky places.
Put him away for good, huh?
Now they never reopened that worthless pit.
They probably just placed a marble stand on top of it.
That's right!
Why did you do that to him?
If you got to make a fool of somebody.
Oh, then you're not a good guy.
That's right!
What did you say to make Mr. Kennedy mad?
Well, I told you to throw that.
Well, you never stay in one place either.
They call me the Wanderer.
Mr. K, what is the answer to world peace?
Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Kitty Correspondent Diane from Red Square in Moscow. Thank you, and good evening.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
Welcome yet to yet another brave new experience. A brave new time in our lives when we're asked more often than not to be braver than ever. It's kind of strange in that regard. In the same way that it's strange that the music's only playing on one channel here on this turntable. But that's okay. Such are the natures of radio when it's done live. No AI here. Unless we're talking about Al Instrumentation. Yes, our good friend Al Instrumentation knows all about the algorithm. Matter of fact, he played a gorithm in the 1972 movie Gorithms Attack Mars. Now, you're probably wondering what that has to do with tonight's show. It really doesn't. Tonight's show is all about the kids. It's about that time of your life where all sorts of adults were giving you mixed messages. And the world was a shiny, happy place. At least on the surface.
Sure, George. Here's some bubble gum.
Oh, boy, Uncle Spike. Bubble gum. Oh.
This is a true story that really happened to me. When I was 3, I broke my nose and my sister got in trouble. I decided to create a fright, so I crept into her room one night with a blanket covering my head. I tripped and fell on the side of the bed. My parents said, "Oh, what a shame, your older sister is to blame." They screamed and yelled and acted mean and afraid I would never smell again. They rushed me to the hospital. I went in sick and I came out well. They fixed the bone and I went home and I felt fine for a very short time till my sister crept in on tiptoes and said in a mean voice, "I hate your nose." She scared me out of my wits. My nose started to twitch. From side to side, it wanted to hide, couldn't decide which way to erase itself. my face. So it started to twitch and twitch and twitch. The years went by and I forgot all about this incident of nasal shock. But when summers came around, all I did was sneeze. So they sent me to a camp to relieve my allergies. With "We'll miss you, take your tissues, don't forget to write." They packed me off to camp, which I hated at first sight. So I made up lots of stories about monsters who got drunk and in the middle of the night blew smoke into my bunk. I was using my imagination. Nowadays we'd say factual inflation. My parents were afraid that their firstborn son would turn into a first-class lying bum. So they bought me a book called Pinocchio, about a little puppet whose nose would grow every single time he told a lie. And I had lied. Oh no, I cried. They scared me out of my wits. My nose started to twitch. From side to side, it wanted to hide. Couldn't decide which way to erase itself from my face. And so it started to twitch. My twitch would last a while and then fade away, until someone cracked a joke or had something mean to say, like,
"You got a Roman nose there upon your face, which insists on roaming all over the place."
Well, I wrote this song for all to hear, so friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, or eyes, or nose, or any other part that people have hurt, including your heart. Twitching isn't caused by physical pain, but by the attitude people have that make you feel ashamed or guilty that their ridicule is something you deserve. But not only are they ignorant, they have a lot of nerve. I'm stopping the twitch that began when I was 3. It's only occurring occasionally since the time when I decided there was nothing to condemn and I could finally make my nose my friend. Now I love it to bits, and there's no need to twitch from side to side. No reason to hide all of my pride, which I learned could replace my former disgrace. And so I'm switching from twitching to loving the nose on my face. Yeah, love that nose.
Hello there, little ones. You say you bought all the kids' candy bars and put it on Daddy's credit card, and your toy bulldozer just tore down the garage, and your sister's baking oatmeal cookies and the whole house is full of smoke, and you gotta give the cleaning woman artificial respiration, and you gotta eat the cookies anyway, and you're eating a chocolate sundae and start to laugh and the nuts come out of your nose. Is that what's perturbing you today, small fry?
Well, lift that pail up high and shovel that sand with a vengeance. Dig, dig, dig. Soak, soak, soak. Pat, pat, pat. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. Get your mud pies here. 3¼.
Hey there, Moppets. You say you did a dandy finger painting all over the refrigerator with peanut butter, tomato paste, and a lot of feathers, and the modern museum wants to buy it? And you just lassoed the mailman with the clothesline and blamed it on a Hopalong Cassidy puppet. And you told your daddy James Bond is as old as he is, so he got mad and set up a trapeze in the kitchen. And he fell all over breakfast this morning. And your pet hamster went carrot crazy. Is that what's giving you the gray hair at 7, Moppet?
Well, climb up those kitchen shelves. Go, go, go. Open up them jelly jars. Gobble, gobble, gobble. You ain't afraid of calories. No, master, not you. Remember, he who laughs last eats last.
Hi there, midgets. Say you eat a box of caramels and you can't open your mouth. And your older brother won a trip to the moon in a chewing gum wrapper. And he says he's leaving tonight from the front porch. And your cousin wants to play William Tell and's running around the house with a bow and arrow and an apple looking for you. And there's a big explosion out on the front porch. Well, at least he's gone for a while. And the kid next door loped with his babysitter. Is that what's perplexing your little mind today, sonny?
Well, get rid of them flippers and head for the hills. Climb and play. Romp, romp, romp. Live, live, live. Remember when you're smiling, when you're laughing, the whole world screaming, go to bed.
Should the old philosopher say, and drink your orange juice and take your vitamins and don't run around and drive mommy crazy. Wait till daddy comes home.
25, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. Arbor Day began in the state of Nebraska when Mr. Martin realized trees enrich the soil and conserve moisture. He wanted to keep trees alive. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. Today, Arbor Day is a day set aside for planting trees and watching them thrive. Trees enrich the soil and conserve moisture. We protect trees and keep them alive. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. Arbor Day began in the state of Nebraska when Mr. Martin realized trees enrich the soil and conserve moisture. He wanted to keep trees alive. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. Today, Arbor Day is a day set aside for planting trees and watching them thrive. Trees enrich the soil and conserve moisture. We protect trees and keep them alive. We plant trees on Arbor Day. Arbor, Arbor, Arbor Day. We plant Arbor Day. We plant Arbor Day. We plant Arbor Day. We plant Arbor Day.
Ah, that's right. You're here on WFMU, deep, deep in the confines of the Wiggle Room. Also nested snugly in Sheena's Jungle Room. Broadcasting directly from my room that I host, that I hold all of my records in. So, what an amazing confluence of space, time, and enjoyment. That was Annette Gregory, local celebrity and love of my, I wouldn't say my love of my life, but love of my outsider music life. I mean, sure, we have little Marcy. Little Marcy is always a joy. But who really has Annette Gregory? Well, I'll tell you who. I have Annette Gregory. Several albums, in fact. And thanks to my lovely wife, now I have three Annette Gregory albums. All leaping into the educational realm. You should learn more about Annette Gregory. I totally believe in you and believe in Annette, and think that that's great. We just celebrated Arbor Day. It's almost May 1st, which, you know, I know what you're thinking. You're going outside, you're getting naked. But really, really, we should be talking about International Workers' Day. In the world that we live in, it's a must. Let me take a second here to make sure that I share with you the true value of labor.
Ah, labor makes all wealth. But the boss, he comes and buys your time and keeps some for himself. He ain't doing you no favor. He lives off of your labor. His value is you.
Labor is
value is you. They know what labor's for. It's the thing that takes their capital and turns it into more. You get more than you pay for when you live off others. Labor is value is you.
Labor is
value is you. I once had a glimpse of a life without wimps who exist off the things you're generating. Every banker, judge and stooge, every manager and Scrooge weren't there to change the world. We were created, we were celebrated. Mind joined with matter has long been human's call, but it's going to get sadder long as someone owns it all. In a new world, bold and braver, we'll run it as one, as labor is value is you.
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 Thank you.
I'm realizing my mic's not on. Hi! That last one was... That last one was specifically for you guys. I rarely release some of my mashups, and that's something I generally only play over on my shows, both here and on Twitch. I need to work on getting these levels right. Hopefully I'm sounding okay. That being said, if you're not familiar, every week, 4 days a week right now, but it's varied between 4 and 5 and maybe 3 over the last 6 years. We've got a 6-year anniversary coming up over on Twitch, which is a gaming network that the pandemic saved me as a DJ. All the nightclubs and bars and parties all closed, and had to find some place to pivot to, and went over to Twitch. So if you want to see me spinning records of probably a more normal sort, come see me over there. It's PDS Mix over on Twitch. We're celebrating our 6th anniversary over on May 9th. It's going to be a Saturday with an 8-hour stream. Also to celebrate 6,000 followers. We're about to get into something a little strange. Just because, you know, it's more noise. Maybe noise. Let me cue this up. I would assume. Hold on, one. I gotta count the bands. The bands on the records. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think it's this one. Should start off our kids set. You know, look, I've been kidding around this entire set. I have to admit, there is quite a kid theme going on tonight in the Brave New Weird channel. The channels of our mind, right? Yeah. See, live DJs. There's no AI involved here.
Oh, God, please send me a kid. I can buy it a donut every day. Oh, God, is there a female in this world who will have my baby? Oh, please send me a kid. Through the heavens, through the earth, through the stars, through the sky. I want to raise a kid and make it different than me. Oh, I've made so many mistakes. He'll recorrect all my mistakes for me. A powerful kid, more powerful than Frank Zappa's brain. Look up in the sky. It's my beautiful, beautiful baby. Here it comes. Oh, God, please send me a kid. I can buy it a donut every day.
Yes, yes.
Doll. I don't want a weapon! I don't want a little
plastic clown. I've got plenty of clowns. Give me an unhappy meal. If you don't get me one, I'll just get one somewhere else.
I know where I can buy guns at school. You can't stop me. I'll save up my lunch money and buy a gun.
Then you'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry I was ever born. You're ever born.
You do what I want.
You lose. You let me watch Elf all the time.
I want to go to bed later. You don't let me. You'll be sorry.
Thank you. that's the Boy Scouts marching song. Be prepared as through life you march along. Be prepared to hold your liquor pretty well. Don't write naughty words on walls if you can't spell. Be prepared to hide that pack of cigarettes. Don't make book if you cannot cover bets. Keep that pot well hidden where you're sure that it will not be found. And be careful not to turn on when the scoutmaster's around, for he only will insist that it be shared. Be prepared. Be prepared. That's the Boy Scout's solemn creed. Be prepared. And be clean in word and deed. Don't solicit for your sister, that's not nice, unless you get a good percentage of her price. Be prepared, and be careful not to do your good deeds when there's no one watching you. If you're looking for adventure of a new and different kind, and you come across a Girl Scout who is similarly inclined, don't be nervous, don't be flustered, don't be scared. Be prepared.
You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You really are special to me. Do you know why? Well, you see, I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children. So I need someone like you who likes to listen to a man like me. After all, it's you who make your mom a mother, and it's you who make your dad a father, and it's really you who make me your special friend. I need you. See why you're so special to me? And you know, you can do many things that grown-ups can't do anymore. For one thing, you can pretend you're all grown up. And then when you've finished pretending, you can be just the way you are. Only children can do that. Oh, there are lots of things children can do.
Thank you.
Mother fuss. Stop cussing. I wasn't. All I was saying was that my mother is fussing. Now God gave me a mother and I'm grateful for that. But when she starts fussing, I feel like giving her back. Now every day the same thing, and all the time I get the third degree. My attitude is ooh. Every time she says a word to me, I love her just the same. Sometimes we have a good discussion and I say the wrong thing, and that would start. Mother fuss.
Disobey and we act so dense, but we always want to be treated like we have good sense.
Like I said, I am number one, but there's a goofy bunch of ghosts, Speedy, Pokey, Bashful, and Shadow, that are trying to chase me out of town. They can't do it, of course. But they sure do try hard. They love to chase me. But just between you and me, I think they like being chased, too. But they're not always racing and chasing. Sometimes when they're resting, they like to sing. I kind of like them when they're singing. As a matter of fact, I think they may be rehearsing right now. Want to sneak a listen?
I am Speedy.
I am Pokey.
I am Bashful.
I am Shadow.
We are the Gang of Ghost Quartet. And we love to put the Pac-Man to the test.
We will chase him around the town. Love to hear his funny sound. Be a funny as fun.
Speedy.
I am Pokey.
I am Bashful.
I am Shadow.
We are the Gang of Ghost Quartet. And we love to put the Pac-Man to the test.
Folks, as I'm running out of time for maybe another break, I just have to share with you that it's very important that we all stick together in the coming days. Stay in touch with your friends. Make sure that you're reaching out to them outside of social media if you can. And there's nothing more important than the simple act of getting together. Once again, my good friend Matt, the PM, taught me that one. I'm going to leave you guys with a song from my very own father, Zilch Fletcher, as I do each and every week, or each and every week, each and every month here on Brave New Weird. I thank you guys so much again for attending yet another absurd exercise in audio insurrectionism, or aural insurrectionism, I should say. Again, I can't stress enough, search me out online. I stream online quite a bit. So I'd love to see you in chat rooms all across the internet, including this one next month, the fourth Tuesday of every month. This was probably one of everyone's favorites of my father, and it's very childish, and hopefully it will leave a stain in your heart.
About armpit farts, they don't smell like real farts do. Well, I'm glad to be an armpit fart. It's no big thing, it's getting. This is the third verse here coming up. Well, I'm glad to be armpit fart.
Come on, keep going.
Okay. I'm glad to be an armpit farter. It's no big thing, but it's a starter. Having a good gimmick is getting harder and harder, but I think I got it made as an armpit farter.
Thank you. baby talks so sweet.
Every possible reality exists. And what is reality on any one world is mere fantasy on all others. Here all is real and all is illusion. What is, what was, and what will be start here with the words, "In the beginning there was..."
You're listening to
Tathans.
Mid Valley.
Mutations.
From Sheena's Jungle Room.
Mid Valley.
Here we go again.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
Go.
and a good hello to all of you out there in Radio Land. It's Mid-Valley Mutations here on Sheena's Jungle Room, WFMU. And I'm just trying to make sure I get everything dialed in. Sometimes it's a little tricky to make sure you got all your lines lined up the right way. And we got a fun show tonight for you because we're doing that part two of our broadcast from last week. Fumbling with the Blues. One of those experiments where I try to kind of find my way through this strange low ebb in my life. This weird period where I'm kind of just things are just a little bit rough. But we make it work. We do what we can, and we hopefully are bringing you some excellent music as well. So, tonight we're going to be fumbling with the blues. But please stick around because we do have an after party this evening, way down at the end of hour three. So, I want to tune in for that. I'm going to bring you another.